This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 20th, Inauguration Day 2009. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have a feature from the Environment Report. Many calling for the government to invest heavily to get the economy going again, while others say energy efficiency should be the top priority. Lester Graham will have that story. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana. First, a look at today's news. Champaign State Senator Mike Frerichs says Washington, D.C. is crowded but cheerful as it awaits the inauguration of Barack Obama as president. Frerichs arrived in Washington, D.C. Sunday morning and has been staying at the home of a family of native Washingtonians. The Champaign Democrat says that his hosts have never seen traffic so bad in the nation's capital. Frerichs says the mood in town is cheerful.
The lines are long and it's cold outside, but people seem to be in good spirits. They all seem excited to meet people from other parts of the country, hear their stories, how they got involved in the campaign, see why they're inspired. So you don't mind the wait.
Frerichs spoke last night as he stood in line outside Washington's Renaissance Hotel for the Illinois Society Ball. He says he encountered astounding lines when he picked up his tickets for the ball, one of dozens of events being held in conjunction with the inaugural. Frerichs worked on Obama's Senate and presidential campaigns and served as one of his Illinois delegates at the Democratic National Convention. He says he hopes Obama uses his inaugural address to give a broad vision for the country for the next 100 days and over the coming 4 years. A John McCain supporter from Illinois is in Washington today for the inaugural festivities. State Senator Kirk Dillard of suburban Chicago has taken some flack for his friendship with Barack Obama. Sam Hudzik has that story.
Dillard was a delegate to the Republican convention for Senator McCain, but during the Democratic primaries, he appeared in a commercial for Obama, attesting to the bipartisan efforts of his former Senate colleague. He faced criticism from within his party, but continued to speak highly of Obama. So it's no surprise that Dillard's now in Washington for the celebration and the chance to take his family to a top-ticket inaugural ball.
Especially when the President of the United States is a personal friend and from Illinois.
Did he hook you up with the tickets?
As a matter of fact, yes, my tickets were purchased through some of his soon-to-be staff.
Dillard says he wants to learn from the excitement in Washington this week to help the Republican Party fire up young people back in Illinois. I'm Sam Hudzik.
About 80 area teens gave up some of their time out of school yesterday to understand what the Martin Luther King holiday is all about. Urbana's Rotary Club sponsored a diversity and conflict resolution conference. It was meant to not only remember the message of Dr. King, but honor the inauguration of President-elect Barack Obama. Attendees included both high school and middle school students. Keynote speaker Carol Bradford is a professor of social work at the U of I. She says the dreams of these two men prove that anything can be achieved with a positive attitude.
You look at President-elect Barack Obama's election, you start to see a pattern of teamwork and cooperation and reaching out to others, not letting differences get in the way, focusing more on commonalities and what we share as a human race. And I think that that's the message that Dr. King tried to get across during his lifetime, and hopefully that's what the young people will leave here with today.
Participants in the conference got to hear some of the winners of the university's 2009 Martin Luther King Jr. essay contest, hearing about issues like racial prejudice and homelessness. Those who entered the contest range in age from 9 to 18, with the theme of Four Score and a Dream Ago. The essay award ceremony is this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the U of I's Kranich Center for the Performing Arts. Thousands of Chicagoans, from Mayor Richard Daley to schoolchildren, are in Washington today to watch one of their own inaugurated as President of the United States. All weekend, Chicago high school students who will perform as part of Barack Obama's inauguration or just watch it have been climbing on buses and planes heading to the nation's capital. Chicago police officers are helping out with the security there, and Chicagoan Oprah Winfrey is taking her television show there as well. As President Bush's time in the White House wanes, it appears unlikely that former Illinois Governor George Ryan will come home early from an Indiana prison. Bush technically has until noon today, when President-elect Obama is sworn into office, to exercise his executive pardon authority. The presidential advisor said yesterday that no more are forthcoming. Ryan is more than a year into a 6.5-year racketeering and fraud sentence. He was convicted of steering contracts to cronies, using state employees to run his campaigns, and burying an investigation of bribes paid in exchange for driver's licenses when he was Secretary of State. A petition for clemency was filed on Ryan's behalf weeks ago. During his presidency, Bush has granted 189 pardons and 11 commutations. Renaming a stretch of Illinois highway stirred an unexpected debate in Springfield. Todd Feuer has that story.
Lawmakers voted to rename State Highway 122 between Delavan and Stanford in honor of Army Specialist Ron Gaber, who was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq in May 2006. Republican Representative Bill Mitchell represents the area and says many of the residents in Delavan got together to bring him the proposal.
Delavan, which has an armory, has about 1,100 folks in it, so they got together, and it was a grassroots effort to do this as in tribute to Mr. Gaber.
Mitchell says there were a few people who thought the highway should be renamed after all veterans. One of those people is fellow Republican Ron Stevens of Troy. Stevens is a Vietnam veteran and was the only lawmaker in either chamber to vote against the measure. He says his colleagues shouldn't single out individual soldiers because of political connections. I'm Todd Fuhrer.
For the latest newscast online, go to WIOL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Some top business leaders expect there will be only one growth sector during this recession: energy efficiency. Some call it the dawning of the green economy. The Environment Report's Lester Graham reports many are calling on the government to invest heavily to get the economy going again, but others are worried that billions will go to make work projects with no long-term gains.
Just as computers and the information age defined the economy for the last couple of decades, many business leaders believe alternative fuels and energy conservation will define the green economy. During a recent speech at George Mason University, President-elect Barack Obama indicated he wants to encourage that kind of growth in green-collar jobs.
Jobs building solar panels and wind turbines, constructing fuel-efficient cars and buildings, and developing the new energy technologies that will lead to even more jobs, more savings, and a cleaner, safer planet in the bargain.
There's no doubt that much of President-elect Obama's American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan is green. The AFL-CIO has its own Green Jobs for America program. The union wants $100 billion of government money to be invested in the kind of jobs Mr. Obama talked about. Pat Devlin is with the AFL-CIO's Michigan Building Trades Council. He says he hopes Congress moves on the Obama plan soon.
We're hoping ASAP. We're looking within the next 6 months of getting something kicked off here. And like I said, we've got the projects. Just need the infusion of the investment behind it and ready to go. We've got to be smart when we do get the dollars, too, that they're spent in the right place to get people back to work, get our economy heading in the right direction.
The AFL-CIO has been talking to the Obama administration about its plan, and the union likes what it's hearing. President-elect Obama says making buildings and homes more energy efficient will mean jobs now and save billions in natural gas and oil in the future, making us less dependent on foreign fossil fuels and reducing greenhouse gas emissions causing global warming. But the government has a nasty habit of screwing these things up. Members of Congress want the money for their states, even if they don't have the kind of shovel-ready plans that will mean those kind of long-term benefits. And that could sabotage the effort.
You just can't throw money at the problems and somehow it's going to magically work.
Eric Ortz directs the Initiative for Global Environmental Leadership, part of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the investments should go to projects that mean more energy and economic efficiencies in the future, have long-term benefits that will benefit the economy. Otherwise, it's wasting the opportunity.
I mean, you might create short-term jobs for some time, but that's not going to be that's not going to lead to the long-term foundation for growth that I'm talking about. That's going to require some intelligent application of the funds so that you get the payoffs.
The Obama administration will have to be picky about the projects it chooses, very cautious about how the taxpayer money is invested if we're going to see those payoffs. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, expect mostly sunny skies today with a high around 22. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 12. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high around 32. Mostly clear tomorrow evening with a low around 22. Mostly sunny Thursday, the high around 40. Partly cloudy Thursday evening, the low 25. Partly sunny Friday, the high around 32. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. for Tuesday, January 20th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. And you can hear streaming today of live inaugural events from Washington at our website. They'll be broadcast from 10 a.m. Central until just before 2 p.m. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.